Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. Welcome back to Programming in Tongues, the place in cyberspace where we get together to talk about the languages of fantasy and science fiction and how to learn them, use them, and especially, at least in my case, how to use them with computers. It's been a little while since we've gotten together. I thought I was going to be coming out more regularly, but first thing to mention is I've been having some technical problems with the computer that I use to record this. Not entirely sure where the problem lies. I'm halfway blaming Cast Blaster and starting to think about moving to use Audacity, although I did just have a lockup using Audacity and had to restart this podcast. So crossed fingers and see if we get through this one okay. Anyway, second topic, that's right, the Cantina. I'm calling the Cantina Project the code name for my rewriting of my Universal Translator Assistant program. I've been doing different computer alien language programs for a while, and one that's almost 10 years old is a Visual Basic 3 program, UTA, the Universal Translator Assistant. It does simple relexification translation of a number of languages, and it also has phrasebook and lets you edit the languages. It's got all the features I want, but it's kind of starting to show its age. It's, like I say, about 10 years old. I'm looking at rewriting it in Visual Basic 6. Again, not the most modern language. Actually, Visual Basic 3 still runs on Vista. But the other thing that I'm really toying with now is to go to visualbasic.net, VB.net, because it looks like I might be able to use my simple C programs that I drive websites with for UTA and Galactic Phrasebook tools, so I could build a GUI in Visual Basic and run the other programs behind it. That way I get open source C programs along with the VB.net. Any ideas or suggestions, please send them to joel@mrklingon.org. I don't know if you do crossword puzzles, but I found an interesting one recently. It comes from mentalfloss.com. It's called The World's Geekiest Crossword Puzzle. Take a look at it. There's a PDF link in the show notes, and you will find a crossword puzzle that includes not only Klingon, but also Elvish tongues from Tolkien, Logland, Furby. So give it a try. Oh, Esperanto's in there as well. So it's kind of a fun puzzle. Might be fun to test your friends to see if they're as geeky as you are, and see if you can learn something from it. Finally, Summer Wood has put together the premier site, at least as far as I know, for Star Wars languages. For a long time, I thought there was no interest in actually developing or learning the languages of Star Wars, but then I found the Complete Wermos Guide. There's a link in the show notes, CompleteWermosGuide.com, and there you will find everything you could possibly want about the languages from the films as well as the novels of Star Wars. And with that, let's talk to Summer. First, Summer, thanks for providing such a comprehensive clearinghouse of Star Wars languages. What got you started?
I have always had an interest in languages. How they evolved, how some are in the same family, due to location or isolation, are very different, like French, Spanish, and Portuguese. Or how some that were used by very big civilizations for hundreds of years just die out, like Latin or ancient Egyptian. And being a Star Wars fan, my interest in Earth languages made me at once have an interest in Star Wars languages. Not to mention the fact that Huttese is just really cool.
What are your sources? Do you have any colleagues out there who have assisted you?
My sources are the films, books, cartoons, comics, video games, card games, music, or anything that is officially done or approved by George Lucas. There are many people from all over the world that contribute to the site. There's just so much stuff out there that I cannot possibly read or find at all, and so if someone who visits my site notices I do not have something, they email me and contribute it, and I make sure to give full credit to them for finding it. Just recently, someone contributed information about the transition language that he found from a Decipher card game card, which was really great.
do you bring a background in terrestrial languages to the work you've done at Wermo's Guide?
Yeah, I had 4 years each of French and German, plus have looked into other languages such as Greek, Russian, and Old English, so I am aware of different grammar and such, I guess you could say. But I do not claim to be fluent in any of these languages. I just have enough knowledge that people can trust that I'm not a fraud, I guess.
I know that my Klingon work yields all kinds of how do I say this and what's the word for kinds of questions. Do you get any interesting questions or requests about Star Wars languages?
Yes, once in a while I get questions about grammar and pronunciation. Most of the times I do not know the official answer because I'm just a fan myself and I have no relation to Lucasfilm, but I do try to give as detailed and factual an answer as I can. I'd say the most interesting thing that has sprung up from my work is getting requests to work on Star Wars fan films, translating basic dialogue into Huttese or other languages, which is always a lot of fun for me, as well as an honor.
How has the work you've done affected your appreciation for the Star Wars canon?
I have always been a stickler for Star Wars canon. I'm very sure to differentiate if something on my site is canon or not. I know there are some Huttese site owners that have made up their own Huttese language, which is not a bad thing at all, but I personally try to have a pure canon standard on my site. If it is not an official, authentic, Lucas-approved project, then I label it as such or just don't use it.
Do you see any difference between the expanded universe and filmed Star Wars, as far as the languages go?
Yes, there are differences between the expanded universe and the films. I have a hierarchy I use as far as canon sources go. The actual films are at the top. For example, Ben Burtt, who developed the majority of Huttese for the films, has a book called Star Wars Galactic Phrasebook and Travel Guide. And in his book, he has a transcription of the dialogue between C-3PO and the Ewoks, and his book version differs slightly from the film version. Both the book and the film are officially backed by George Lucas, but in this case, the film takes precedent over the book, in my opinion.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about your work. I can't tell you how great it was to discover. And one last question. Where would you like to see this go? What do you think the future of your site is and the linguistics work that you've done there?
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's an honor to be asked to do one of your awesome podcasts. And, I don't know where I would like to see it go. It's sort of just a hobby, and I've gotten a lot of joy from it, being able to help other Star Wars fans learn about the languages. And it has already become more than I ever thought it would and given me some great opportunities, such as working on the fan films and even being listed as a source in a book about alien languages. Of course, I have pipe dreams that George Lucas will give me a call someday, but I don't think that's going to happen. So right now, I'm perfectly happy just running my site for the enjoyment of fellow Star Wars and science fiction fans. And I'd just like to say I'm very grateful for all the visits it gets. Thank you very much. And I'll just leave you with a Huttese farewell. Twus parita bafluta. May your juices stay fresh.
Thanks for listening.